Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. Ted Fishman is our guest, our good friend, the author of Shock of Gray, also China Inc. You need to get both of those books. Ted, tell us how we can find you and your books, please.
Very easy on the web. My website is tedcfishman.com. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your local bookstore has all those things.
Yeah. tedcfishman.com. You'll be glad you made that trip, folks. Hey, Ted, we're talking about education. We're comparing education in the U.S. to China. We did this earlier. We're talking about communities that are helping people who can't afford college to get college education through various means. You talked about a program, the Kalamazoo Promise. I know about a number of Rotary clubs who are providing education, college education for kids who can't, who meet certain criteria, as you described in the Kalamazoo Promise. And others, when they can't meet certain, they meet certain criteria, they can get an education. This is all designed to educate our young people, help the people who might not have as access to education as much, to help them out. And I think those are good things. But Ted, I think I've been to Kalamazoo. I don't know a lot about it anymore, but I've been there a long time ago. I think Kalamazoo's problem is probably like it is in a lot of places in America. It's not so much they don't have an educated workforce, but they don't have enough jobs for the people. So if they get their education, they're going to move away because there are no jobs there. Why aren't we focusing on helping people start businesses and strengthen their business, Ted, instead of just the education?
Well, the Kalamazoo Promise, it's hard to say why it was designed because the donors are anonymous, so what they really had in mind. But a lot of the philosophy looks like it drew on what economic developers call place-based development.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you do in order to have people stay with your place? And the idea is if they're educated enough and loyal enough, then businesses will start forming, small businesses will start forming there. Mm-hmm. Kalamazoo has some strong assets still. It is the head of one of the largest medical manufacturers, the Stryker company that makes mm-hmm. medical beds. It's kind of center of the ag economy still, for its part of the state in a very agricultural state. And the idea was that, you know, if the school were there, if you could promise families who put their kids through 12 years of local schools that they would have $40,000 or $50,000 or more dollars given to them for college education, then the families would already be there,
mm-hmm.
And the families will be creating economic activity there. Now, this is a long-term project. It's only been going for around 6 years, so mm-hmm. nobody knows whether it will turn out that way. But the idea of the program was about the place, not about the students.
Shouldn't a community, though, do some... I've seen this program, a Kalamazoo Promise-type program, put in place because they thought it was the right thing to do. And it is a good thing to do. But what I felt myself, Ted, was that we should look at the community you should look at the community and say, okay, what is our biggest problem here? Is it that we have not enough students? We're not educating people. People are leaving here to get educated, or are they getting educated here and leaving because they can't find work? And so whichever one of those questions you ask in the you answer in the affirmative, that's the one you focus your resources on. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. So in the Kalamazoo case, there is a big university there, a Division I school, yep. Western Michigan.
Right.
The children from the Kalamazoo public schools were not going there before they had mm-hmm. the money. Money seemed to be a barrier. Now, money is a barrier for all kinds of reasons. It's a barrier because if you don't have it, you tend to try and go and find work.
Right.
People without college degrees don't get work that's as valuable or doesn't suit the local industries as well. They were not going there because there was a failure of imagination. They thought it wasn't for them.
Mm-hmm.
So when this with when this grant comes, which keep in mind is philanthropy, so you
right.
and I have no say in how it's spent. It's just,
right.
it's just there. When this grant came along, it went from having a very, very low high school graduation rate, a very
right.
low college
right.
rate, and after 7 years of this program, not one single student in Kalamazoo has dropped out of the
now that program. Now, that is a benefit. I will give you that because one of these programs require you to graduate. If a ninth grader thinks that they've got a shot at an education, they might be more likely to stay in school. Now, I do grant you that that is a good thing because we do have a high dropout rate in the United States. Hey, Ted, I got a new assignment for you. Next time you come
yeah.
on, tell us about how we should be spending our education dollars. Should it be technical or should it be liberal arts? Okay, next time.
I am duly charged. That'll be a great thing to think about.
Thanks, Ted. Quick break, folks. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.